1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com.
Well, there's a new book about Frank Sinatra and the women who fell for him. He was famously well endowed and a voracious womanizer. We knew about the womanizing part.
You know it, baby.
Did we know about the well endowed part? There's a new biography that details his string of lovers. Frank Sinatra rarely shared his thoughts about women and sex. In his youth, when he was starting out, he voiced his current view to a friend. "We were animals," he said. "Each and every one of us, that's what we are, and we're damn proud of it, too." Okay, Nancy Venturi, barely into her teens, was one of those who fell in love with Frank. "He had sex on the brain," she recalled. "He would make love to anyone who came along." There was something.
Yeah.
Dean, Sammy, Joey.
Watch it, buddy.
There was something unusually intensive about his lovemaking, at least with me. She remembered Frank's seduction technique, his direct sexual lines. She says other guys didn't talk like that back
then.
His
direct sexual line.
Yeah.
"How about you and me get freaky, baby?"
It was just, he hasn't got time to screw around.
I guess.
I'm Frank.
Venturi contributed to the legend that Sinatra was hugely well endowed. "There's only 10 pounds of Frank, but there's 110 pounds of woo-woo," according to Ava Gardner. She once told that to a British diplomat at a social function.
How does that
pounds of Frank, 110 a year.
How does that come up with a British diplomat at some point?
Oh, I don't know. Bored? They're British.
I was just wondering about the size of Mr. Sinatra's penis.
That's how it comes up.
"We were having drinks on the lawn. It was a drinks party.
I was watching a croquet match the other day. It was crashingly boring. And I thought, how big is Frank Sinatra's penis? Could you shed some light on that, Miss Gardner? Do be so kind."